recorded the sounds at the Kellogg Biological Station Long-Term Ecological Research, which is a site in Michigan, southwest Michigan, which compares mostly agriculture sites with native habitats. The three hypotheses tested were that acoustical signatures have specific spatial patterns and are ecosystem specific, meaning that there would be different acoustical signatures, sounds, in the agricultural sites tested and the native forest and the grasses and forb succession. And that acoustical signatures have specific temporal dimensions. In other words, that it would change in time. And even in the same ecosystem, there will be different acoustical signatures compared to night and day and time of the day. And acoustical signatures have characteristic temporal dynamics. The methods were relatively simple. We had a hydrophone, which is an aquatic microphone, and the sounds were stored in a laptop computer, and they were analyzed with MATLAB. The long-term ecological station at Kellogg Biological Station, it has the agricultural ecosystem sites, which are several treatments, and they're all replicated 6 times. Each replicate has an area of 1 hectare. And the native treatments, like the deciduous forest and successional field, are shown in the square boxes, and they're replicated 3 times. And I used these replications that were there. And I compared the deciduous forest, successional field, and the conventional tillage in the agricultural system. This is a table which is actually based on literature review of the different singing species that I was expecting to find in those ecosystems in southwest Michigan. And this is a website also that was useful to me. It's from the University of Florida. They have the biogeographical range of different singing species and their songs. You can play them at different temperatures, and a diagram of the songs made it possible to identify by species with some. So now to compare different ecosystems, on the right you see the deciduous forest, and on the left the conventional tillage, both at night at relatively the same time. If you see the forest, the sound is loud in the forest, and you can see that it's insect dominated, and in the conventional tillage, the sound is very soft at the same time. In fact, you can't even hear it almost. And it's just, you can hear that there's the same kind of insects, but that's because there's 1 hectare plots and there's forests nearby or grasslands nearby. But you can tell that the sounds come from far away. Now, to compare night and morning in the same treatment in succession, the base grasses and forbs. If you see in the right-hand side, in the night, the sound is very, very strong. These spectrograms are based on color. So when it's something is red, it means it's very loud. As closer it goes to blue, it means the sound is soft. So you can see here, but okay. Wait, sorry. Okay. So to hear the sound in the forest, the sound is loud. You can hear that it is dominated by insects, and it's not in the forest, in the succession at night, and in the morning the sound is very, very soft. So seems like insects are singing at night in this succession, and in the morning they're not singing very much. So in the deciduous forest, also to compare how sound progresses at night. You can see on the right-hand side at the forest at 8:15 p.m. and on the left-hand side you had the forest at 9:20 p.m. So 1 hour difference in time. In this 1 hour difference in time, there was a big difference in the singing. 1 hour earlier at 8:15, the insects are singing very softly and you can hear birds. And at night, you can hear that it is insect dominated and the sound is very, very loud. So you can see that here is a succession of fields and the x-axis is time going from 8 p.m. to 9:10, and the y-axis is sound intensity. How loud is the sound? You can see that as night progresses, sound progresses. And we saw that in the previous slide, that it seems like as darkness increases, sound intensity increases. And I used the cubic regression. We can see that the R squared is 95.5. So there's a very high correlation between nightfall and sound intensity. Also, this is also in the same succession, which is grassland forest, and the red diagram, the red dots represent August, and the black dots is July. We can see the same principle applied, that as night progresses, sound intensity progresses. There's a little bit of differences in the dynamics. The sound was a little bit louder in August, but we can see that as night progresses, sound intensity progresses in both. So in conclusion, acoustical signatures have specific spatial patterns and are ecosystem specific, meaning that the different ecosystems have different acoustical signatures, and acoustical signatures have specific temporal dimensions. Acoustical signatures vary in the same ecosystem in time, comparing night and morning or hour of the night. As night progresses, the sounds seem to get louder. And acoustical signatures have characteristic temporal dynamics. The recommended future research to construct comprehensive quantitative models for the acoustical signatures of alternative ecosystems and validate these models using independent data sets. And finally, I would like to acknowledge my PhD graduate committee, Drs. Bird, Gage, Robertson, DeFanze, and Dr. Smucker, and the research site facility, Kellogg Biological Station and NSF, and financial resources that made my research possible. Thank you. Identifying individual species can be sometimes relatively easy. I mean, some songs, certain species, you can just tell just by the song, the pattern of the song. They might sing tree 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 or tree tree, you know, different sounds. You know, just like you recognize different birds by the sound. Many insects are easy to recognize that way, and the diagram, the spectrograms are pretty characteristic. So you can do it. I think sometimes when the species are closely related, it might be a little bit harder, but in general, it's relatively easy, I think. Yeah, I guess that there, that R squared is based on just total amount of sound for all the species singing together. Probably, if you wanted to get a higher R squared, but I don't know how you can get much higher than 95.5. I mean, you could, I guess, I suppose 100%. But 95.5 is pretty high. I was pretty happy with that.
How long are your longitude breaks? How long do you set up and record for a particular length of time?
Okay.
Another one question I heard is how high different heights above the ground can you look at?
Okay. For the height of recording, all the recordings were done at the same height, which was relatively low, just 30 centimeters off the ground. So that's for the height. Just, I think I showed you a picture of my setup here, and that's the height. It's about 30 centimeters off the ground. That purple thing right there has the hydrophone on top, and I just put this foam around, just kind of protect it from animals and other things. But and length of recording, if the recordings were 5 minutes in length, they were 5 minutes apart and 30 seconds in length. So 5 minutes space and then 30 seconds recording, 5 minutes space, 30 seconds recording, and this was done for 2 hours. At the before sundown, you know, 2 hours in the period, a little bit before sundown until darkness progresses. I also did it at midnight, and I did it early in the morning from about half an hour before the sun went up to full sun, and I also did it at midday. I did not find any interesting things too much at midnight, so I just showed them all. I showed just a few things here. Yeah. Yes? I used it because I thought it might be better, because if it rained, it was no problem. If the humidity was no problem, if a deer decided to lick it, it would be no problem. So I thought that that might be a more practical way to do it.
Any other questions? Okay. That concludes our session.